during my chaplain residency at a hospital in Berkeley, California. I saved visits to one of my assigned units until Fridays. It wasn't a delay tactic. Rather, it was a great way for me to end my week. The long-term rehab unit was filled with folks mostly recovering from extensive surgery or strokes. A lot of the patients in the unit happened to be African-American women. I came to think of Fridays as my time with the Baptist ladies. They were pivotal to my forming my vision of pastoral care. I occasionally saw their ministers visiting with them, but mostly it was other parishioners who accompanied them during their time of recovery, encouraging them, listening to their frustrations or joys, sending cards and flowers, delivering copies of sermons and newsletters from their church, keeping them connected with their faith, with their community, and their identity as a whole person. I was impressed and decided that this was the model of pastoral care that I wished to engage in. It's really about facilitating parishioners ministering to one another. For as the Dalai Lama says, if you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion. Confucius taught that we need other people to elicit our own full humanity. For instance, instead of seeing family life as an impediment to enlightenment, as the yogis of India believed, Confucius saw our interactions with others as, I love this phrase, the theater of the religious quest, because it taught every family member to live with and for others. Compassion does not mean to feel pity, but to feel with another. At each of their foundings, the religious and Socratic traditions agreed that the one and only test of a valid religious or ethical idea was that it must lead directly to practical compassion, how we treat one another. Have you heard the saying, if you loved your neighbor as yourself, would your neighbor be in trouble? It points to a profound truth. We often do not have compassion for ourselves. Yet having compassion for ourselves is the starting point for compassion for others. If we deny our own pain, it is too easy to dismiss the suffering of others. If we know our own heart, face our own fears, feelings, and thoughts, that is the end of our suffering. As we become aware of them, their power diminishes. If we can be with our own pain at our guilt and rationalizations for leaving others in pain, then our feelings of guilt shifts to remorse. In acknowledging the results of our action or inaction, the things we have said and done or failed to say or do, we become determined not to do that again because it will make us suffer to do that to others. In Alexander McCall Smith's novel, La's Orchestra Saves the World, I love that title, the main character felt that she needed to help a Polish airman who had escaped to England during World War II. La said, I feel I need to help him just because he is in need and because he's about to cross my path. That perhaps is the basis for our responsibility to one another. The simple fact that our lives collide. There are many times in our lives when we are in need, when we struggle to find ourselves in young adulthood, when we've suffered a loss, reached a career impasse, been not diagnosed with a critical or chronic illness, when we're in the midst of a midlife crisis, when we're coping with unemployment, financial difficulty, alcohol or drug dependency, issues of later life, loneliness, depression, caregiving for a loved one, a crisis with our child or our relationship. These are just some of the times when we need one another, and when our ministers, pastoral care volunteers, and fellow parishioners want to help as they can. When we reach out to one another, we are acting out of our compassion. And as that muskrat from long ago knew, we all have at least one skill we can use to save another who is in need. A gesture of compassion is anything we do that helps another discover or maintain their humanity. Any act when we turn to another, open our hearts, extend ourselves, listen. Any time we are curious, engaged, patient, quiet, in service to another. When I reached out to Marian Stanley, whose brother died later this week, and I share this with her permission, she said in response to being offered a meal from First Parish, "I didn't expect when I was a volunteer cooking those very meals a few weeks ago that I would so soon be a candidate for one. An important lesson for us all," she said. It's true. There isn't really much of a gap between giving and receiving. It's a matter of time and circumstance. I know many here have been involved in giving and receiving gestures of compassion through our pastoral care program. And let's end by acknowledging that. Please stand and remain standing or raise your hand if you wish, if you have donated or delivered or received a holiday plant, knit or received a shawl ministry or new baby blanket, been a new baby welcomer or have been welcomed, made, sent, or received a Thinking of You card from First Parish, attended a First Tuesday group, been part of a covenant or small group ministry group, tied a ribbon on our holiday memorial wreath, have sung with or been sung to by, except today, the By Your Side singers, have given or received a ride, including our new Sunday rides, made, delivered, or received a meal from First Parish, attended a Sunday forum, workshop, or program sponsored by the Pastoral Care Advisory Council, have borrowed a book from the Pastoral Care Library or checked the resources on the Pastoral Care website, received a call, card, or visit from a member of our lay ministry team, have had a pastoral conversation with a minister, or have been a minister here. Thank you, Becky Blodgett and Marjorie King Sapphire, for your ministry here with us. And thank you to all of our pastoral care volunteers, especially Judy Dempsey and the Pastoral Care Council, and Anne Fortier, our Caring Connection Coordinator. You may be seated. By the way, to reach out when in need, contact me, one of the ministers or lay ministers, or the front office. May we have compassion for ourselves and one another as we walk this path together.